Ladies and gentlemen,
Breakfast with Friends on CCFM 107.5.
Good morning, Breakfast with Friends. This is Tracy English bringing you some gardening tips. Today I'm going to chat about a question I frequently get asked at this time of the year, and that is how to care for lawns. Spring is an excellent time to give lawns a treatment that will revitalize the grass for the growing season ahead. As soon as you see that your lawn has come out of its winter dormancy and is growing actively, begin the spring lawn care treatment by cutting the lawn. As a general guideline, only take off 1/3 of the blades of grass at a time. The blades of grass shade the roots, so cutting the grass too short can distress the lawn. Next, rake the grass so that you remove any buildup of dead blades of grass or loose roots. Raking helps to get light and air to the grass. It also makes it easier for nutrients to penetrate the soil once you apply fertilizer. You can also use a garden fork to aerate the ground. Aerating the soil not only improves the drainage and reduces compaction, but also allows air and nutrients to get to the root level. Apply lawn dressing so that you can add a layer of nutrients to your lawn. Spread the lawn dressing evenly across your lawn to a depth of 0.5 cm. Now is the opportunity to level any uneven areas and fill up any dips in the lawn. Make sure that the tops of your blades of grass are sticking out up from underneath the lawn dressing. You can rake lightly afterwards to achieve this. You can also fertilize your grass at this point. Feeding helps your grass grow vigorously and choke out any weeds. Feed with a balanced chemical fertilizer like 2-3-2 or use one of the organic lawn fertilizers available. Make sure that you water really well afterwards so that the fertilizer dissolves quickly. I'll mention a few grasses that you'll find available. There is kikuyu grass, which is fast growing so needs to be mowed consistently for best results. There is berea grass, which looks similar to kikuyu but handles shady areas better. There's also buffalo grass, which is indigenous, needs little mowing and grows well in sun to semi-shade. For planting a new lawn, loosen the soil to between 10 to 20 centimeters deep. Remove any stones and mix in bone meal or superphosphate to help with root development, and then level the area. As a cost-effective way, you can plant using grass plugs or even sow lawn seed. When sowing lawn seed, lightly cover the seed with a layer of soil afterwards. Fescue grass is usually available in seed form, and it is versatile, so can grow in sun and also very shady parts of the garden. If you are planting lawn plugs, use a hand spade or a hand planting tool to make holes. Plant the plugs about 15 centimeters apart and firm down the soil around them. Cover lightly with lawn dressing and keep the grass moist by watering regularly and don't allow it to dry out. The same goes for growing lawn from seed. I hope these tips will help you to create a luscious green lawn this season. That's all from me for today. For comments or questions, go to my Facebook page called Garden with Tracy. Have a wonderful weekend.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Breakfast with Friends on CCFM 107.5.